I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift stole those notes for Reputation, Look What You Made Me Do. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. That was Moran Murray's The Bells of St. Genevieve. I was going about to say it in the French style, but we'll stick with Genevieve. That was the Guildhall String Ensemble. Named that to portray church bells, the same three notes you heard there in the bass line, the da-da-da, church bells over and over and over. Just so happens to be the exact same notes and chord progression of Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift. Could be fake news, but it's not. It's true. I am Destiny. Glad you're here with me. I do have music by Bach, Sheep May Safely Graze, that actually was transcribed later by a more modern composer. A very interesting version. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. For now, we are sticking in the instrumental Baroque theme, but we get to hear the oboe. Yes, we do. The oboe will be featured in a Vivaldi concerto right now. This is the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra with Hans-Jörg Schellenberger on oboe. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Vivaldi's Oboe Concerto here on Kansas Public Radio, the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra, and Hans-Jörg Schellenberger on oboe. I was going to say organ, but it's definitely not the organ. It's definitely the oboe. Something coming up that is often played on organ. We actually have an arrangement for orchestra, Bach's Sheep May Safely Graze, and then a really interesting transcription of that for piano. Fun little comparison coming up on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And the Kansas State Fiddlin' and Pickin' Championships, promoting American folk music with the annual event in Lawrence's South Park, open to the public Sunday, August 23rd. Details at fidpick.org. All right, before we hear the transcription, we are going to listen to Bach's Cantata 208, The Sheep May Safely Graze. This is the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, an arrangement by Leopold Stokowski, right now on Kansas Public Radio. All righty, and now get ready for the transcription. That was Johann Sebastian Bach's Sheep May Safely Graze here on KPR with Leopold Stokowski's arrangement there in the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. Now Percy Grainger's transcription that he calls Blithe Bells. This is Martin Jones on piano. I bet you will recognize some of it on Kansas Public Radio. That was Blithe Bells, a transcription of Sheep May Safely Graze by Percy Grainger. Of course, the original by Johann Sebastian Bach. Martin Jones there on the piano. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. This is a strictly classical music station, so we are going to listen to a Haydn symphony. Right now, I've been on a Haydn symphony kick trying to find some of the symphonies in our library that haven't been played recently, and I found another one. Number 42, and the interesting fun fact about this one is that he started titling his movements with Italian languages. He started titling some of the movements and the tempos that they were supposed to be played in with Italian. That was kind of a first in some of his writing. So just a little fun fact. Haydn Symphony Number 42, Trevor Pinnock and the English Concert, now on KPR.
Thank you.
Joseph Haydn, Symphony No. 42 here on Kansas Public Radio, one that hasn't been played in a while. I've been on that kick trying to find some that haven't graced the airwaves. A lovely one. Trevor Pinnock and the English Concert. Next hour, a symphony by Berlioz, a very famous one. Symphony Fantastique, even some roses. This month's KPR Community Spotlight, support for that spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
For America's 250th, Morning Edition got to take a closer look at some of the tools that shaped this country.
They bought it in Philadelphia from a compass maker there.
There's no way Lewis and Clark could have known all that would come. The whole point of exploring is you don't know what you're going to find.
Explore history as we know it every weekday morning with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. And in case you're wondering, we have to say all of those frequencies to comply with the FCC. I need to try and memorize it. Who else out there? Who is a regular listener that has all of our frequencies memorized? We need a prize for you. All right, it's about 80 degrees out. It's pretty cloudy. Next hour, we'll open with a Hungarian dance and then into a Berlioz symphony. Don't go anywhere. The news is up next, and then I'm back with more music on KPR.
Live.
It doesn't mean abandoning progressive values, she says, but understanding and respecting those of the working class. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Brahms Hungarian Dance number 18 here on Kansas Public Radio for you this morning. Good morning, everyone. I hope you are all doing really well. That particular recording featured Antal Doradi and the London Symphony Orchestra. I've got a lovely 10 a.m. hour of music for you and a real treat. It's about 45 minutes. Hector Berlioz, his Symphony Fantastique. So we are going to get right into it so we have time for a little roses at the end of the hour. But I wanted to tell you the titles of some of the parts so that you have some words to grab onto while we listen together. Part one, Daydreams, Passions, followed by A Ball. Scene in the Countryside, March to the Scaffold, Dream of a Witch's Sabbath. This recording features the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, Berlioz Symphony Fantastique on KPR. Hector Berlioz, Symphony Fantastique, here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Oh, sometimes it's just nice to sit back for a long listen like that. I hope you enjoyed it. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Men at Work, featuring Colin Haynone. Hey, Colin Hay, known for Who Can It Be Now? And Down Under, August 10th on a Monday, with Toad the Wet Sprocket. Wow. Those are some interesting titles. Stiefeltheater.org. Very cool. All right. We are going to listen to Johann Strauss II, a little Roses from the South with the King Singers, some clarinet, guitar. It's going to be a good listen. Here we go on KPR. Johann Strauss II, Roses from the South, here on Kansas Public Radio. That was the King's Singers with Sabina Meyer on clarinet, Bruce Russell baritone, Bob Chilcott tenor, and Manuel Borrico on guitar. We have had a fun 10 a.m. hour. Next hour, we'll hear A Few Little Nothings from Mozart. That's actually the title. And The Lady and the Fool. We have some interesting titles next hour, I guess, is the way I would categorize the listening that we'll be doing that hour. Let's see here. As part of our noon hour, Jeff is going to bring you Tchaikovsky's Rome-inspired orchestral suite, the Capriccio Italien, plus a gorgeous concertina for bassoon. Oh, we heard the bassoon yesterday. The bassoon is such a fun instrument. We've got lots of good stuff here on Kansas Public Radio. We love you, our dearest of listeners. Don't you go anywhere. We will be right back. We're going to hear a little bit from NPR, and then I get to read those station IDs to comply with the FCC. Here we go.
After 2 years in the political wilderness, Democrats are feeling cautiously optimistic.
Weekdays indeed on KPR. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. Alrighty, we're going to listen to NPR News for a few minutes and then come back here on Kansas Public Radio with more music. We'll be opening next hour with Leroy Anderson. This is KPR.
Jane Arraf, NPR News, Amman.
At last, check on Wall Street. The Dow is down 864 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Leroy Anderson, his promenade here on KPR to kick off this 11 a.m. hour. That was Frederick Fennell and the Boston Pops Orchestra. Hello there, everybody. I am Destiny. We are in Lawrence with a little bit of light rain. It's 83, at least. As Matthew Algio said this morning, we are not in an excessive heat warning. Whew, it's been a hot few days, but today and yesterday, actually, the rain has been kind of nice. I have got something about The Little Nothings this hour by Mozart. That'll be in about half an hour to get us ready for afternoon classical. But right now, I was so delighted when I came across The Lady and the Fool because I had remembered some of the titles of the characters. It's a 1954 comic ballet, and one of the characters' names is Moondog, and the other one is Bootface. I mean, those are great names. I feel like, don't name your kids that. They'd probably suffer for the rest of their life. But it's great for a comic ballet. So we are going to listen to the music that goes to that. Giuseppe Verdi, The Lady and the Fool. This recording features Sir Charles McCarrish and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Giuseppe Verdi, The Lady and the Fool, here on Kansas Public Radio. Oof. Definitely sounds like a show ender, but the show is not over. More music coming up to get us ready for afternoon classical. That recording featured the London Philharmonic Orchestra with Sir Charles McCarrish. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Alrighty. In the noon hour with Jeff, you're going to hear a great concertino for bassoon and also some Tchaikovsky. We're going to go all the way back to Mozart's time and listen to something that, when he originally composed it, there were 20 different dance numbers in the score, but not all of them could be credited to Mozart. So apparently this recording, these ones are. This is from the Little Nothings Ballet. Sort of just some light music for us. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart here on KPR with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, The Little Nothings. Enjoy. Les Petits Rien here on Kansas Public Radio, or The Little Nothings by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. That was the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. And if you liked the music you heard today, you can always check out our playlists for the album information and all of that good stuff if there's more you'd like to know about it. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. I know Jeff Watson is in with some great music for you coming up next hour on Kansas Public Radio.
250th Morning Edition decided to find out more about some of the artifacts that have shaped our culture. Like, why is Dizzy Gillespie's trumpet bent?
It fell. And decided he liked the strange new sound.
And how was Kermit the Frog made?
He cut a ping pong ball in half for the eyes.
Start your day with us and start really seeing things. Weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. There's a little bit of drizzle out there, some heavier rain in other places. It's just a cloudy and wet day, but the music and the sunshine is here for you. Jeff Watson is bringing it to you next hour after the news, so keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio.